Akron's Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens is more spruced up than ever for the upcoming holiday season. In today's State of the Arts, we take a curated tour. After 100 years, the home of one of the barons of America's industrial age is getting its first major makeover.
We are entering the front door of the manor house. So this is where all of the guests and friends of the Cyberlings would have been invited to come in.
Julie Fry is Stan Hewitt Hall's curator.
I oversee the collections, which is the physical objects that are in the house.
Last year, Stan Hewitt turned 100, and currently a $6 million renovation is underway. Franklin Augustus Cyberling, co-founder of the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, had this 90-room English Tudor-style mansion built back in 1915 and lived here for 40 years. F.A.'s wife Gertrude, a patron of the arts, sang at the White House for President Taft and had many musician friends.
She wanted a space where they could be entertained.
The music room at Stan Hewitt is fully equipped.
The room has a stage at one end. We still have the original Steinway piano that belonged to the Cyberling family, a harpsichord that they purchased in England, which is over 400 years old.
And an Aeolian organ. Installed in 1915, the instrument was restored 5 years ago, thanks to donors who contributed almost $500,000 for the project. Thanks to the success of the Second Century campaign, 15 spaces in the manor house will be restored. This year, $1 million will be spent on the library, the tower staircase, and this enormous room.
Now we're in the Great Hall, which was the Cyberlings' family room.
Thanks to meticulous attention to historic detail, the room looks much as it did from 1915 until the family left in 1955. But over that time, drapery would shred and carpets and upholstery would fade.
If you think about living in a home for 40 years, things do tend to fall into disrepair. And as the couple got older, they just weren't able to keep up with the grounds at the time or even kind of some of the interior problems that they faced.
Also, after F.A. Cyberling stepped down as president of Goodyear in 1921, they weren't quite as rich.
That just tremendous wealth that the family was accustomed to in the 19-teens, those days were over. And the Cyberlings experienced financial difficulties during the Great Depression, just like many other American families.
That's why the Great Hall's cranberry red sofa fabric had to be recreated.
It had become very light damaged, bleached out, worn out.
Nobody's really allowed to sit on that couch.
No, it's still an artifact. I mean, the sofa itself still dates to 1915, even if the fabric itself doesn't. So we have to preserve the structure of the sofa as well.
Fabric restoration has been aided by digital technology, matching color, pattern, and weave.
You can actually have designs scanned by a computer off of fabric, find a linen that matches the quality of the historic linen, and then you can reprint them.
Hudson's Callahan carpet helped find a pattern that resembles the tower staircase and landing's historic carpet. It's ready now for Deck the Halls in December.
We're getting 35, 40,000 visitors. We needed something really sturdy. This is the breakfast room fountain. So this fountain has always been part of the house. It was put in again in 1915 or 1916 when the Cyberlings moved in.
Preserving the fountain has long been problematic. In the 1940s, roughhousing by the Cyberlings' grandkids toppled it. The fountain was restored in 2002, only to fall down again. But now the fragile spindle supporting the bowl with its bronze cherub holding a dolphin has been strengthened.
It's reinforced with a steel rod just to provide some extra stability since it is very top-heavy.
Restoring the fountain in the mansion's solarium required running rubber hoses through the original copper tubing.
It's a way that we're not kind of coming into contact with any of the original historic materials, and it's preventing any leaks if any of those pipes are corroded.
The plan is to do the same with the now-silent West Porch fountain and to use distilled water after a thorough cleaning of the opaque stain at its base.
That is kind of a lime-scale mineral deposit staining from running Akron City Water through the fountain for, 100 years or about 80 years because the fountain was turned off in the 1990s.
Ongoing restoration shows how warmly Akron has embraced its largest national historic landmark. It's in keeping with the motto the Cyberlings hung above Stan Hewitt's front door, non nobis solum, not for us alone. And that's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.